host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 185 of Report This Post, the podcast about bad posts and bad people. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
Take off, you hoser.
And we are your hosts with the posts. Every week, Christian, myself, or a listener select a different topic and then find horrible posts for your listening pleasure. This week's topic, as chosen by some sort of listener named Nick, is Canada.
Canadia, that's right. Nick, our favorite Canadian listener.
Mm-hmm. If there were something called a super fan of this podcast, that was at all remotely possible.
If there could be some sort of flair that could be put on Nick's profile, he would get it.
And as a mark of shame, no doubt. But Nick is a big fan of the show, and he's also from the Great White North. So he chose this episode with, here is his reasoning, behind this choosing. Canada gets too high and mighty, and I want us knocked down a peg. From our black-faced leader to our drunk welfare collectors, there's a post for everybody out there. Bonus points. Maybe I will learn how to delete the wiki if you can find a couple of good posts about Nova Scotia, my shithole province. Mm. Grab yourself a twofer, a Mickey pint 40-66er, or a Texas Mickey of rum and drink to stay warm. Fuck it, free healthcare. I'm sorry, I type too much. This province is really fucking boring.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I certainly didn't look up anything about Nova Scotia because I forgot that thing existed.
Yeah, don't know. Yep, that and Newfoundland. Forgot about those.
The only thing I know about Newfoundland is that they're behind a half hour. That's their time zone.
Oh, behind everybody else?
Yeah. They're a half hour difference, which is insane to me. And cool. And also, I think until probably right now, I thought Nova Scotia and Newfoundland were the same thing. So, that's interesting to find that out.
Immediately this instant. We learn a lot doing this show, folks, and we love it. So
we learn and then instantly forget it. It's a hell of an experience.
And then bring it up 20 to 40 episodes later and then have to say, did we really? Yes.
Yeah, this could be the third time I've even said that particular thing on the show that I've learned that Nova Scotia and Newfoundland are the same thing. I have no idea.
No idea. And don't care. So.
Yep. It's impossible to care about a fucking province in Canada. One of the countries of the earth, no doubt.
Don't even care about myself. Who gives a shit?
I've been to Canada once.
Have you down?
Talked about on this show. Went to Ontario for a weekend. Is Ontario the city or the province?
Ontario.
Ottawa was the city. I went to. No.
Ottawa's the city. Yeah.
This is how dumb I am. Everything that begins with the same letter, I just think it's the same thing. Ottawa, Ontario, Nova Scotia, Newfoundland. Like, well, I see the first letter. I'm like, all right, I'm done. I think I've registered those things.
I understand where this is at. Yeah, sure.
So I went to both, actually, because one of them is inside the other. So I was in that one and for a beer event, and I was hanging out with Tom Green for several days.
Yes. Yes,
very Canadian type of trip, and he was a pleasant man,
as most Canadians are. Yes,
and the food was very bad.
Yeah, the food there is bad. My experiences being in Canada is I used to travel a lot with one of my close friends that I worked with, and every time we went to Canada, he would get some sort of food poisoning. And one time when we were working there, he ate a big Dagwood sandwich. It was shawarma that he ate, then ended up having insane diarrhea while being trapped in a stairwell at a museum, and just could not get out. Just trapped in a stairwell, frantically trying to go have diarrhea in a toilet, and ended up just pooping his pants. So good times with him. He recently died from an inoperable brain tumor, so never will get to travel with him ever again. So
that is R.I.P. too bad. So it was caught in a crazy stairwell. Was it like an Escher painting stairwell? Just like
no, it was just
there was no way to escape.
That it was an unused stairwell that you could go into the doors, but once the doors were shut, they were locked from the other side. So he was trying to go down the stairs to go to a bathroom, not realizing that he had to take the elevator, and it was just trapped in the stairwell.
I wasn't listening, but he died in the stairwell. Is that correct?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Great. Still there to this day.
Well, one day they'll find his shit-covered body. But probably not, because when people will smell that, they'll just think it's some of Canada's finest cuisine cooking next door. Some of the grayest dog shit food I've ever seen in my life.
Some of it, yeah.
We'll talk about some of their more famous dishes a little bit later on. But why don't we get started with I think we'll start off on the right foot. And I think a lot of you folks will know where we're going to start with this.
Very on brand and thematic for this this show, yes. This first post is about the biggest news story to come out of Canada this century. Reddit user Arbitrary Order went to the subreddit r Ask an American to find out, what are your thoughts on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau dressed in brownface? A lot of back and forth on this one, but user Day in Pompeii replied, there is nothing wrong with dressing in blackface. We call it blackface. Is this a cultural difference? Society has gone insane trying to tell people that some acts are inherently racist, when a healthy understanding of racism would be based on the intention of an action decided on a case-by-case basis, not a cluster bombing of all similar actions, people wearing makeup to look like others. It's a game, a plaything. It should be regarded as such. Another user went through Day in Pompeii's posting history and pulled out some of his greatest hits. He says has said such things as, ethnocentrism is the cornerstone of prosperity and power. The belief that we are all better allows us to focus on ourselves and get shit done instead of being unfocused. You really should recognize that our Judeo-Christian values are superior. They built us the best society in the world. There is no reason to ever tolerate different values.
Wow.
He's also said, there is nothing wrong with blacks paying more for insurance. That is a service based on individual qualities, and blacks tend to have qualities that make them die sooner. That's not discrimination.
Oh, okay.
And he also said, I can say from Tinder experience, all black women look the same. Besides, if you believe race is just skin deep, then that means that we can be attracted to or not attracted to a certain race, because that's what attraction is. Skin deep.
Well, yes. I'll be.
So, something tells me that Day in Pompeii has a certain belief structure that he is very, very, very supportive of.
You got to give it to him. He is consistent with just about everything he's saying. The puzzle pieces fit together.
And it somehow makes a four-legged looking emblem.
I don't know what that means, but all right, that's fine.
A swastika. Thanks, folks.
Oh, a swastika is a four-legged emblem.
What would you...
I've never considered those legs. All right, so new shirt, swastika with toes on, and feet on the end of it.
Swastika with high
big
heels on it.
Stinky feet.
Doing a Bugs Bunny thing to the swastika. Just a sexy woman's leg.
That is actually a wonderful idea.
Well, just keep an eye out.
Speaking of world leaders, a gentleman named DiamondCat87 started this thread on the subreddit r conspiracy theories. Ronald Reagan was a Canadian. I'm open to the idea of changing my opinions on this particular subject, but I believe Ronald Reagan and possibly more people. Hear me out. One, he sounds like a Canadian. He has a very Canadian accent. 2. He has a lot of quotes, but a very important one to look at is, quote, "my fellow Americans." Does that sound like something an actual American would say? Because to me, it sure doesn't. 3. He went from being an actor from a low-end town in Illinois to the governor of California and eventually the president of the U.S. That doesn't sound like something that could actually happen. How lucky you must have to be for that to happen. This leads me to believe he wasn't actually from a town in Illinois or an actor, but instead a Canadian. 4. He started the war on drugs, which did nothing in the end. Does that sound like something a man of his level would fail? Of course not. This leads me to believe the war on drugs was made to fail on purpose by the Canadian government. 5. If he was truly an American, he would have stopped the Cold War sooner, but the Cold War lasted and the Cold War ended after he was no longer president. And that is all the information I have gathered. I am constantly searching for more evidence so I get the truth out so people know Ronald Reagan for who he actually was.
That's great.
He's only made one other thread over on Reddit, and it was on a Vore subreddit requesting Jeffrey Dahmer Vore. So.
Man after our own heart, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, how does a Canadian becoming president of the United States make any more sense than a movie star from Illinois? I mean, that to me is these are the worst examples for a conspiracy theory that I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, right off the bat, he sounds like a Canadian. He has a very Canadian accent. He doesn't, in fact. So
that's the
tough one to start with. Tough one to lead off.
And it's weird because it seems it comes across as almost a shit post, but there's too much stuff in it to me. Like,
and it's not shitty enough. It's just kind of dumb, which would be a great shit post. But I'm going to guess this guy is just kind of a weird, dumb guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe weird about the Canadian stuff, but he's on the level when it comes to Jeffrey Dahmer Vore. So great. Good for him. Hey, we talked about Canadian food a little bit earlier. You ever had poutine?
Yes, I have had poutine, as the snooty server in Quebec corrected me when I ordered it.
One of them Frenchy ones, huh?
Like, oh boy. And it was fine. Terrific. To me. But what
great
is
review.
It?
Well, for our folks out there that haven't had it, it's gravy and cheese curds served over French fries. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. It's carbohydrates and fat.
Love. I would say I've had it before here in America from like food trucks.
Sure.
That was good. Because as Americans, we do things a lot better than Canadians do. So.
Yeah, that gravy came out of a bottle from the grocery store and heated up and poured over frozen French fries.
A bottle of gravy from the great country of America.
We do it better down here, folks. Mm-hmm. What can I say? Well, user Trout Black went to the subreddit r Poutine to ask, how often do you have poutine? Do you like to eat it a few times a month, a few times a year, weekly, daily? It is probably my most favorite comfort food ever. And the top comment from user Scotty's Acrophobia, there was a period of my life where I'd eat poutine at minimum 6 times a week. I ended up gaining some odd 80 pounds over 7 months.
Yep.
I can believe it. Sure can. So check out Scotty's bio over there on Reddit. He posts a lot in R Cured Meats, R Male Living Spaces, and R Bathing, the subreddit about taking baths. So this is a man of leisure and luxury.
This guy is awesome.
This is who Reddit is made for.
This is the
bacon,
perfect life.
Baths, and gaining LBs. That's what this guy's about.
Bathing?
Yeah, a whole subreddit about bathing. What's your perfect bath
set? Tips and tricks? Anyone got any hacks?
How do you keep the water in the tub?
Yeah, I'm 700 pounds. The water keeps displacing rapidly. What do I do about that?
Anybody have any tips on for my Taft-like proportions?
Yeah, this guy's awesome. God, six, minimum six times a week. So you got on average, eight? Nine?
Yeah. Yeah, twice on Fridays for sure. Yeah, you got to think in what? You're probably pushing 900 calories at a bare minimum when you're eating that stuff. Oh, my God. So.
Yeah, yeah, at least. I don't think he's taking the... That would be the smart portion sized version. And I don't think he's doing that, I would guess.
80 pounds in 7 months. Not crazy, but not great. I mean, I feel like he would probably be... I think he's lowballing that estimate, too. Because there's no way the man stepped on a scale to tell how much he gained.
Mm-mm. No.
Not checking that out.
Well, I also want to see what folks had to say about Putin. This is from the subreddit that you first brought up, or Ask an American. Oh. Why hasn't America stolen poutine from the Canadians and adopted it as their own? I mean, think about it. It's three staple American ingredients, fries, gravy, and cheese. It's super cheap, fast, and easy to make, and it's got ungodly amounts of calories. It is the perfect beer food and just seems like such a no-brainer for American restaurants. Well, user Firebolt164 responded, hygiene, poor health in general and obesity / being overweight. I manage my diet and make healthy choices, and I expect my partners to do the same. Okay. Drug and alcohol dependency is a hard no for me.
Okay.
Seems kind of unrelated.
It's weird, yeah.
Firebolt164 likes to ask folks on Reddit questions a lot himself. Here's a few of the threads he started. Anal play. How many girls really love having their butthole played with? What was your last sexting session like, and with who? Copy and paste one line and share it. Let's keep it going.
Boy, brother.
How did you discover you enjoy eating ass or having yours eaten? Face sitting. Do you prefer facing headboard or facing your partner's feet? And finally, new to the kink, interested in a female perspective? This was posted to our Chastity.
Great. Yep. I like to see that. Yeah, the line about the partners in there kind of stands out as to why you would put that, but now it makes perfect sense. The guy's just a straight up pervert.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So Chastity, what exactly is that kink? That's when you're like, is it when, that's when the guy puts like his dick and balls in a cage, right?
Yep, and it's controlled by his partner. So you don't get to get hard, or it's all on somebody else's, but whenever they decide, you get to take off your little cock cage and let your little shrimp stretch out.
I mean, that sounds...
Okay. We're good. We're learning some stuff here about Geiger. I mean, Geiger.
Look, I'm not revolted by the idea of it, but but also the idea of like any sort of actual work beyond just fucking the sea budget.
Yeah, you really just want to come when you're doing it. Like, that's the big thing. Just come and be done with it and never have to worry about it again. So.
Yeah. Delaying the coming, like, to me, I don't want to delay the come. I just want to either come or not come, period. So feel free to do the cage, but then that's it. It's just on, and I don't have to, I'll just piss through the little, the bars.
It's got to make
sometimes.
A mess, right? It's just, yeah,
of course.
Just spray it all.
And then we're done. And that's the end of the kink. The kink is finished.
And I die with the fucking thing on. Because it's right. Just there. Yep. Great. Well, good luck to that guy. A user with a string of consonants as a username posted, "What's wrong with Canadian women on R dating? I am Canadian, but lived in the Netherlands for most of my adulthood. During my first year as a student, I had constant sex with a girl for half a year, then slept with two to three more. In my second year, I slept with eight and met my current girlfriend, the hottest piece of ass I've ever seen. She let me sleep with other girls, sort of, but I also cheated a few times. During my bachelor year, I slept with a dozen girls, mostly German, all between 17 and 22, all sevens and above. Some of them actually wanted to date me seriously. Coming back to Canada, my girlfriend lets me sleep with other girls because she's not possessive, and she used to let me go to hookers in Holland, so she just doesn't care. However, my Tinder is like I'm shadow banned. One match a month, an obese girl, and that's it. In my new university, nothing at all. Didn't meet a single girl except for a weird French girl who paid me for drinks and touched my thigh but didn't want to make out. I slept with a Canadian immigrant last year and a 17-year-old 3 years ago, my only Canadian girl since 2013. So since 2 years, I've had less activity in my worst 4 months in the Netherlands. What's up with that? Well, if I look around me, I kind of have an answer to my question. My generation in Canada is mostly immigrants hanging amongst themselves, and the few white women are like my sisters, either being only into non-white immigrants or having multiple short-term flings. And Gundick Rose replied, "Congrats on being a disgusting piece of garbage."
I don't know. This guy's really got a whole vibe going. Seems to work for him, right?
Yeah, that's right.
He's
getting tail hell or high water, it sounds like. So good for him. Mm-hmm. Except for when he comes back to Canada, where it's just all immigrants. So
yeah, disgusting.
Terrible. Too bad for him. And a weird French girl that wants to buy him drinks and then touch his leg.
That sounds like a French thing to do. They don't, like, they have odd perceptions of what sex is, and
that's right. They invented it, though, isn't that true?
Yeah, but other people figured it out after them.
Yeah, specifically the Greeks. They really knew what they were doing when it came to sex.
This is from the Dumb Woman Hub on Reddit: "Are witches versus patriarchy? The squirrels were trying to tell me something today. My partner and I go for daily lunchtime walks through a little wooded park that we've named Mirthwood and always stop to hug our favorite tree. It's autumn in eastern Canada, and Mirthwood is filled with doughy little squirrels running around building nests and burying nuts. Today, we stopped and hugged the tree as usual, and as we were leaving, I lingered a bit because a pudgy squirrel seemed to be interested in me. Then another, till I was virtually surrounded by squirrels, on the ground and along the tree trunk, staring at me and trying to get closer. I had to take a step back because, you know, we're not really on such familiar terms yet, and they were getting into my personal space. Eventually I left, and it was really funny to see them all looking at me. I have never fed them, and I haven't seen anyone else feed them. I was not carrying any food. Any ideas?" This woman is active in subreddits for houseplants, mechanical keyboards, and Satanism.
Yeah, she's definitely a kind of person for sure. She's got a partner.
Mm-hmm.
She has named a part of a park where they go to hug trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, make fun of her all you want, but she's probably giving top tier head for somebody to put up with all that bullshit. So
that is
mechanical
true.
Keyboard, probably pretty high on the list. I'd put that above the Satanism thing. The witchcraft would come after the click clack bullshit of a mechanical keyboard. So
in terms of tolerating,
yeah, intolerable. Top would be the mechanical keyboard, and then on the all the way down that way. Hey, speaking of annoying people, someone went to our Ask Reddit for some technical help. Reddit, how can I get the stupid Canada link off of my top bar? I've already gone into my preferences, and Canada is unselected, while almost every other Reddit I look at is selected. I was hoping that this would push Canada off the bar and fill it with Reddits I actually want to read. But instead, Canada is now the second Reddit listed, behind atheism. Am I missing something? And Jim Suss commented, "Maybe people would help if you didn't ask your questions like a dick." To which the OP replied, "I don't think I asked like a dick. It's a stupid link that I don't want on my bar. It just happens to be Canada. Don't get all offended just because it's Canada. It could just as easily been any other subreddit." And a now deleted user responded to that with, "Don't be such a jerk about Canada, and maybe I'd tell you how." And the OP commented, "Why is everyone getting offended about this? I do not want the Canada subreddit on my bar. I didn't say anything negative about Canada itself."
This guy really hates Canada.
What's he sure does. About? It really is. It's a nice little snapshot of exactly how Reddit works, though. Hey, can I get some help? Hey, fuck you. How about
you go fuck off? Why don't you ask nicely next to people? What? Yeah. So Canada, behind atheism.
Yeah. Got to get that so atheism in the top place there.
Yeah, and you got to, of course, make sure people know that. That very relevant information.
Good sir.
Mm-hmm. So there's a guy who's used to winning arguments online, usually against brain-dead theists. But he met his match with just another dick online. Just another random dick.
Oh, I see we're evenly matched. It's like shadow boxing, blocking each other. Good form, sir.
Fuck you. Aha, but fuck you.
Oh, really, really good. Love to see arguments like that. That's a staple of online, a good fuck you back and forth.
Yeah, that's a lot of hate. And I found a subreddit called R On Guard For Thee. The description of which is, this is a Canada-specific subreddit that allows all types of Canadian content. We're the only general Canadian subreddit that doesn't allow bigotry or hate. Hmm.
Okay.
Really proud of that, I guess, that they don't allow bigotry or hate. Every other Canadian subreddit, of course, allows it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why not?
With that, here's a post from there made around Canada Day back in July. Has anyone had to deal with ignorant Canadians, who are also Christian, about Canada Day? I've posted on my social media about not celebrating Canada Day due to the mass graves being uncovered in different residential schools. I fully stand by my decision not to celebrate and have continued to educate myself and others during this hard time. I've had a few, quote, Christians message me saying that we should still celebrate because of how much they love Canada and God, the two things that caused residential schools. I responded politely and explained that I stand by what I posted, but I'm getting enraged at how many Canadian Christians don't care about an ongoing national tragedy. Has anyone found a nice way to tell these people to fuck off? And a woman named Betty Jean responded, I feel like it's our job as non-Indigenous or settlers to engage with these people. It's taxing and emotional labor for sure, but it shouldn't be up to Indigenous folks to be educating.
Okay, still doesn't answer how you're supposed to do that, Betty Jean. So still, how do you approach it? Because you were just literally, you're just burfing out the, it's not Indigenous people's job to teach you. Not what the guy's asking, though. But nice work there. Terrific. I don't know if our listeners are aware of what this is talking about, but back in the day, their Indigenous kids were tried to be assimilated into white Canadian culture by being put into different schools and institutions there, and the schools just ended up killing them and burying them on the grounds. So a number of these higher educational schools have found mass graves on the grounds of upwards of 200 kids. So that's rude. Cool. So those are some Indigenous folks that cannot educate you because they're dead, completely 100% dead.
Yeah, it seems like they lost. So I think our friends up there should still celebrate Canada Day, knowing that they came out on top over those babies that were tossed into a pit. Sorry, you had your shot.
And had a soccer field just put right over top of them. They call it soccer up there, or is it football? They call it footy? Not sure.
Don't know, and do definitely not care. Don't care.
Great. Jamit Singh is a Canadian politician who a lot of folks up there like. He's hip, he's young, he's a Sikh. And CBC News posted an article. Ontario member of provincial parliament Jamit Singh launches bid for federal New Democratic Party leadership. Wow, what a mouthful. This, of course, got shared over on stormfront.org.
Stormfront.org.
Where's Whitey commented? Sikhs stink and tend to try to cover up their stink with cheap cologne and perfume. To which Jotun replied, I wonder how many casual viewers would read that and assume it was an exaggeration. When I lived in Edmonton, my girlfriend was the only white person renting an apartment in a building where every single other apartment was rented by Sikhs. When the management wanted to show a suite to a prospective renter, they would always contact her for permission to show her suite, because hers was the only one that did not reek of curry. Colt Star responded, I have only met one turban Sikh who stood close enough to smell him. My husband was with me when a truck arrived at our house with the closets we had ordered. A Sikh delivered them. We met him in the driveway, and due to his awful odor, refused to have him carry the closets into the house. Instead, we asked them to put them in the garage, from where we too lugged them up the stairs later ourselves. This happened maybe 15 years ago, and my husband still keeps bringing up his odor to this day. And where's Whitey came back to add, I told you they stink. On top of that, you don't want their feces-colored skin DNA in your house.
Sweet. Oh, boy. Some real good convo there. Reminded me, what didn't we have something similar in the Landlords episode?
Indian people cooking curry and it ruining the apartment. Yes, sure did.
So we're saying that there's enough evidence that this might be true. That these stereotypes are, in fact, objectively true.
Well, I mean, that is the thing about stereotypes, right? Is that there's a little grain of truth inside everyone. So, yeah, maybe that's it. Yep. Can I kick out these people for cooking curry? That's what I would like to know.
I think they smell great. That's my tip.
Sikhs. You know a lot of Sikhs? Is that the, yeah?
Yeah, I hang out with a lot of Sikhs. We plan a lot of missions.
Okay, cool. Asshole.
Last autumn, the Canadian government released some population figures. Here's an interesting one. Canada welcomed 122,700 immigrants in the third quarter of 2021, the highest number of immigrants in any quarter for the period with comparable data. This represents an 18.3% increase over the second highest quarter and a 206% increase from the third quarter of 2020. And this fun fact was shared over on stormfront.org, where user Matt White America said, kicking the destruction of our friends to the north into high gear. I fully expect the 2021 census to show an upper 60% white European population or similar to what America had in around 2000. And user Angry Goy added this interesting note.
Boy. Oh, man.
One of our biggest problems is people buying into the deceptive, odious concept of, quote, racism. The word racist is an anti-white slur. Likewise, the concept of racism is an anti-white conspiracy theory. For starters, people should never utter the slur racist. When you use their terminology, you validate the ideology. Also, people should also give the concept of racism the respect it deserves, which is zero. The use of this anti-white slur racist and the promotion of this genocidal concept of racism has got us where we are today. Even though it may not seem grandiose, it is so important not to use anti-white terminology like racist or accept anti-white concepts like racism.
Sure. Sure.
That is a very galaxy brain interpretation of a lot of stuff.
I will say I have never heard of the term racist being called an anti-white slur before, but I'm here for it. I will say that. People should give the concept of racism zero respect. No respect at all. Rodney Dangerfield. This is just somebody that's been called a racist so many times that they're just fucking sick of it. And like, it doesn't exist. It's not real. I don't want to hear it anymore. Leave me alone. Yeah.
Over it.
Get something new, Sharon. Leave me the hell alone.
Yeah, doing the SpongeBob, oh, I'm a racist, you know, thing to him.
Yeah, the hands on the hips. Yep, that's right. Yeah, like as if that word even exists, which it surely does. So,
I've noticed people use it quite a bit online, in fact, would be my my interpretation.
Cool. Well, even our friends over at Stormfront Behind for a bit want to talk about this. Canada's a lovely place. They even have their own mass killings, just like us here in the good old USA.
How about that?
This is an article from the BBC News. Alec Manazian, charged on Tuesday with 10 counts of murder and 13 counts of attempted murder, often referred to the misogynistic incel Reddit group on his social media. Police say the 25-year-old intentionally drove a rental van into pedestrians on a busy street. The suspect was arrested several streets away after a tense standoff with police. The 10 dead and 14 women wounded are predominantly women, ranging in the age from their 20s to their 80s, police say.
Wow.
The suspect's Facebook praised Elliot Roger, a 22-year-old from California who killed six people in a 2014 shooting rampage through Isla Vista, California, before turning the gun on himself. The last post Alex made before the attack on his Facebook reads as follows. Private recruit Manazian Infantry 00010 wishing to speak to Sergeant 4chan, please.
God damn it.
The incel rebellion has already begun. We will overthrow all the Chads and Stacys. All hail the supreme gentleman, Elliot Roger.
Boy. Good Lord.
Yes, let me speak to Sergeant 4chan, please. Absolutely.
Armenian, this fella.
Sure.
That's like a type of Sikh, right? And I don't say that racistly. I say it purely stupidly. I just want everyone to know.
I'm simply doing a little bit of light race science here on the podcast to try to get to the bottom of this. Yes.
It's just that I don't know anything west of Iowa. So, or east? No, I don't even know which west or east. So, I'm just too stupid to be racist. I'm sorry.
That's a little far, even I would say. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, all I know about is Armenia is the there's a street in Tampa called Armenia Avenue.
There sure is. I was over there just today, having some coffee. Not a lot of Armenians over there that I've noticed.
No, similar skin tone people, but not Armenians. No.
A lot of folks that love some pulled pork on sandwiches.
Oh,
if you know
boy.
What I'm saying.
There's some good Cuban sandwiches there on sure Armenia. Here in the beautiful city of Tampa. Boy, I'm having a rough time right now. I threw up 10 minutes ago, everybody. So we're doing great. We're doing fantastic. Moose Jaw is a humorously named town of 34,000 people in the great province of Saskatchewan.
Okay, great.
Not too far from the capital city of Regina. They also have a fairly active subreddit over there on Reddit, aptly named R Moose Jaw.
Cool.
Found this interesting thread from a gentleman named Rope the Wind 1972. I find it odd in a city the size of Moose Jaw, and with Regina being so close by, that there is no prostitution here. Glad there isn't, but I do find it odd. Well, went to his posting history, and he's mostly active in these subreddits. R Prairie Babe, R Prairie Pussy, R MILF, R 40 Plus Gone Wild, R Native American Girls, R Asshole Gone Wild, and finally, R Saskatchewan Gone Wild, where he posts pictures of his wife getting fucked by a black man.
Wow. Terrific. Yeah.
This guy's glad there's no prostitution in the streets of Moose Jaw.
Yeah. Really weird that there's no
way.
There's really weird there's no whores. Not that I've been thinking about it exclusively or anything. Just seems kind of odd, don't you think?
Unless someone knows of some, of course, and then
which
would,
I don't want to know.
Oh,
but
gosh, that would be please just do they valet? Yeah, this guy rocks.
When I saw the notes for this episode, I decided to check out the R Prairie Babe subreddit just to see exactly what that was, since it was the top of the list there. And oh my God, folks, if you want to see what can only be described as the most mashed potato textured women you have ever seen getting just everything shoved
beyond
into them, go
fucked.
And check out R Prairie Babe. a subreddit that should 100% be quarantined just due to the content. Not that it's offensive just to see is the main reason. Really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, you know, him and his gal are keeping it afloat over there on
our Hey, kudos picture. To them for finding a black guy on Moose Jaw. You know? Just got to give them that.
A lot of nights spent on Craigslist looking for that guy. Let me tell you, driving around and rolling. Have you seen any black guys? Oh, here? No. No, sir.
Oh, gosh, no. Just damn. That when the damn ding it. From the email gets that alert from Craigslist, leaping off the couch.
I'm new to town. Oh, honey. Put on your Winnie the Pooh pajama bottoms. We gotta go.
Alonzo's in town. We gotta introduce ourselves.
Our friend Alonzo Mourning, the terrific stand-up comedian. That's who's getting fucking this guy's wife. Hey.
So your thought of Alonzo Mourning is that he's a stand-up comedian?
Is he not?
He is a basketball player.
Wait, who am I thinking of then?
Of all the stereotypes you could have had. About a black guy, you missed basketball player. You're thinking of
Alonzo Bowden. Yeah,
yeah, you're thinking of Bowden.
Well, you know, everybody looks the same with the lights off. What can you say? Hey, Canadian Bacon is a satirical film by director Michael Moore, who is probably best known for his documentaries and for looking like a 400-pound lesbian. Also happens to be the last film of Canadian comedian John Candy. Mm-hmm. And I found this one-star review for the movie over on IMDb. When I first heard about this movie, I thought that the plot sounded humorous. A war with Canada could be pretty interesting. But instead, I saw ugly stereotypes of Americans, viciously insulting portrayals of our military and bland, predictable humor. I was shocked at how Americans were shown as gun-toting, moronic, bloodthirsty simpletons who like to pick fights with people. I also could not believe the manner in which the military was made fun of. I think that Michael Moore should remember that if it weren't for the brave men and women that serve our country, his freedom to abuse the First Amendment would not be so free. Maybe I'm overreacting, but I found this movie insulting and degrading and made me lose all respect for Michael Moore. And that's where the movie Canadian Bacon made him lose respect for Michael Moore.
Yeah. Well, I believe it's to date, it's his only like fictional movie, right?
It sure is, yeah.
Well, depending on your definition of fiction, I guess. But it's only scripted movie. I guess scripted would be more of the apropos term. But yeah, not well-liked overall. It seems to have some sort of... what's the cult following?
I think it's one of those things that it's because it's bad and probably because it's John Candy's last movie that was released, at least. People like it for some reason, I guess. I don't know. I've never actually seen it. I remember starting to watch it and it was insanely boring to start. So didn't even want to watch it. So.
This one I remember always being on like Comedy Central.
Oh, heavy rotation in the early 90s, yeah. Like mid-90s for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? There's a politic thing going? Forget it.
Politics are for suckers. Yeah. You know what? That's right.
To this day, a belief I still hold dear. Hey, here's a fun article from the Montreal Gazette. A new controversy over cultural appropriation has arisen in Montreal, resulting this time in a white comedian being barred from two comedy shows because he has dreadlocks, a hairstyle associated with black culture. The establishment confirmed its decision to exclude comedian Zach Poitras in a message posted on its Facebook page. In its online explanation, the cooperative defended its mission to be, quote, a safe space free from any link to oppression, and described cultural appropriation as a form of violence. We will not tolerate any discrimination or harassment within our spaces, they wrote. The group argues that cultural appropriation is when, quote, a person from any dominant culture appropriates the symbols, clothing, or even the hairstyles of persons from a historically dominated culture. The posting says the co-op understands that Poitras' intention is racist, but adds the hairstyle conveys racism, adding that, quote, cultural appropriation is not a debate or an opinion, but rather a form of passive oppression, a deconstructive privilege, and above all, a manifestation of ordinary racism.
Good Lord.
Greg Robinson, a UQAM professor specializing in black history, compared the situation to a larger interpretation of the concept of blackface, which saw white performers darken their faces to portray black people. It's like the N-word. Black people can use it in their community, but when someone from outside uses it, even if they want to be like black people, there still remains an aspect that is rooted in history. The name of the club, fittingly, is the Snowflake Comedy Club, which I found to be very interesting.
Yeah,
a little on the nose.
Yeah. Snowflake Comedy Club for a Canadian place even is pretty good, but I gotta say, I can only imagine the kind of comedy a white guy with dreadlocks is doing. So they probably saved a lot of people a lot of trouble with making this decision. So good.
Well, I do have some exciting news for you, Christian.
Okay. is he coming to town?
No. Well, this is, I'm not going to say anything about this guy. He sounds like a fun guy. He's got dreadlocks. He's cool. But I looked up the Snowflake Comedy Club.
Okay.
And this week, they have a woman named Christine Horvath, who is headlining there. She's,
okay.
She started Babe Roar, a platform that uplifts marginalized comics, which means women and non-binary. And I found some of her comedy online. And I would like to play a little bit of for you guys, if you folks would like to hear this.
Oh, boy.
Would you like to take a listen?
I am a captive audience, so let's do it.
Speaking of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, thank you, Stephanie, for bringing her up. Also, speaking of men who annoy me, hey, Justice Kennedy.
Yeah.
You couldn't have stuck it out for a few more years, buddy? Ruth Bader Ginsburg is decomposing before our very eyes. And she is still dissenting with the best of them. It's a lifetime appointment. It's like the only thing that's holding her head to her body right now is the collar, okay? She just came back from getting cancer removed from her body, and now she has to deal with the malignant tumor that is Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I have a lot of rage tonight. You're in for it. Yeah. This is fun. Who's having fun? Yeah. Oh. You all are. I like women. I do. I like working for women. I like making money for women. I like giving my money to women. Which is why I just applied to work at a woman-owned business. It was going really well, and I was in the final round of interviews. And then they stopped responding to my follow-up emails, telling me not only are we not hiring you, but we don't respect you as a woman or as a feminist. Okay, great. A couple days later, my white, cis, het, male boss told me that he wanted to promote me. So anyway, I'm a men's rights activist now. I don't... whatever benefits me.
Okay, I think we got the idea.
We get it.
Really great build up to that very funny, extremely obvious punchline on that one.
It's so terrible that she's going to have to get rid of that Ruth Bader Ginsburg joke that was so good. Now that broad kicked the fucking bucket.
But still dissenting with the best of them.
Yeah.
Before she passed on. Yeah.
Checking this broad out, and broad is the right term for this gal. She's,
I'd say she's exactly what you would think.
Headshot. She's wearing a t-shirt that says ugly but fun on it. Mm-hmm. And, I don't think either of those words are actually descriptive, because I don't think she's ugly, but I also would not think that she's very much fun. So it's like one of those gag shirts where neither thing is true. So, great.
Yeah. Cool. She sells t-shirts and sweaters that say, more female headliners.
Good luck.
And I would
you
say
will never be Amy
women
Schumer.
Should be funnier. That would be a good way to get on that.
You know kick. What they should do? Women should talk about their pussies more, mm-hmm. I think.
I think they should talk about Supreme Court justices and how brave they are.
That's well, awesome. I'm going to talk about some comic book stuff.
Hell yeah.
Alpha Flight is a Marvel superhero team that's kind of like the Canadian X-Men. That's the easiest way to put it. Mm-hmm. And user Elicit Bassett went to our Marvel Studios to post, I really want to see an Alpha Flight movie or show. How about you guys? And who would you like to direct or who would you like cast? And Little Yellow Fish 1 replied, I'd really love for Daniel Levy from Schitt's Creek to play Northstar, and he's expressed interest in doing it. He could even write it, too. And the OP responded, yeah, I think Dan Levy would be my casting for Northstar as well. But Standard Just, another user, added to that with, ew, as a gay guy, let's not.
Oh.
And then that comment got downvoted.
Hmm.
So... He didn't want to see Dan Levy playing that character.
Didn't want to see a gay guy in the movie.
Didn't want to see a gay guy play. He didn't want to see a gay guy playing a gay guy in a Marvel movie. But I think it's mostly the fact that he just didn't want to see that particular gay guy playing the character.
Yeah, Dan Levy is like, what's his name? Donald Glover. Where just everyone for a couple years decided that he's the next big thing.
Yes, correct.
And like he's got to be everywhere. And it just instantly gets old. You're like, okay. Yep, he's precocious. But he's also still 30, so.
Oh, he's older than 30, I think.
Well, I'm being... You would say precocious for a child, and yet we treat these guys like they are children. Because one is a child of an actual actor. The other one should be with the name like Donald Glover. It took way too long for me to realize he is not related to Glover.
He's not. Whoops. He is not.
No.
All right. Well, I have to reorganize some stuff in my brain here for my internal encyclopedia. Okay.
There's no relation. You would just think there would be. He's like, when I first heard him, I was like, oh, so that's probably just Danny Glover's son's about the right age for that. Similar name. Talented. Great. He's in Hollywood, so clearly just had a leg up because of his debt. Nope. No relation. I guess he's just actually talented.
No nepotism detected. Okay.
Unless every single producer was like, oh, this is obviously Danny Glover's kid. Let's get him on the set.
Just like
never checked.
Changing your name, your screen name to Glover, just so you're like, perfect. Great. Got it.
Not a bad idea, really. Great. So apparently Western Canada had some sort of heat wave last summer.
Wow.
This is from the suburb for the province of Alberta. So is no one else terrified? I'm so strong with emotions right now, and I thought some of you might understand or even listen. I hear so many people complaining about the heat, but it seems like as soon as the true weight of the circumstance jumps to mine, we're all anxious to drop it. The physical discomfort of this heat wave is immense. I'm in a unit with no AC and a massive south window. There is no breeze at night. Fans blow hot air. But the mental discomfort, this awful feeling that this is terribly wrong, that's the worst part. I feel so powerless, so sad and scared, frustrated. Frustrated because even the folks who know climate change exists are happy to stick their heads in the sand because they don't want to hear about doomsday. It's too big of a concept or too upsetting, or maybe they have a fully air-conditioned house and for as long as they don't go outside, they don't have to think about how dystopian a 49-degree heat measurement is in British Columbia. But yeah, go shop your little dollar store trinkets. Don't mind that every piece of cheap plastic ever produced still exists. Don't mind that we're finding microplastics in our placenta. Don't ever, ever think about what happens to all the little bits that come off of your tire when they bald. Why is nobody listening? Aren't people scared of this? Alarm bells have been blaring for decades, and here's one painfully within earshot. I'm sorry, I'm just so sad and scared and angry. I just want to know if anyone else cares. I don't want to be hopeless, but everybody I talk to seems to ignore our oncoming extinction. I'm not trying to scream doom. And top response, it sounds like you're spiraling. Are you okay? Which is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying to scream doom, but here is everything that could possibly be going on that's making me absolutely lose my shit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm doing great. I'm having a fine evening over here. It's a little warm, gotta say, mm-hmm. but I'm doing okay otherwise.
Just like, it's just like a hot day and you're like, well, we're all gonna die.
Just like the turtle from Rocko's Modern Life, just like it's the end of the world. Yeah. Oh boy. I bet this person is a lot of fun at parties. Yeah. So boy. Yeah, I guess that's the thing though. Places that don't have AC because it normally doesn't get hot. Happened a lot this past year in the Pacific Northwest. They just don't have air conditioning. So they don't know what to do when it gets hot out.
Yeah, it's weird. Here in Florida, we always have, every single house has AC. You have to. And so during a heat wave, it's like, okay, we'll just put the AC on more. And here's the thing. If it gets too cold, every house also has a heater. Yep. So we're kind of never bad.
Yeah. So,
perfect. It's the people who live in actually good temperate places. They're the ones screwed when things go bad.
Us down here in the beautiful, Florida, on the peninsula here, we're doing great.
Florida stays winning. Nothing bad has happened here, I think, ever, now that I think about it.
No, never. Not since the founding of the state. Mm-hmm. Or the country, even.
In what year was that?
The Vancouver Canucks hockey team tweeted this out. A reimagined classic from Canucks history, introducing the Canucks Adidas reverse retro jersey hitting the ice in 2021. Picture of a jersey included with that tweet, of course. Somebody by the name of The Only Bilko replied, Canuck is kind of like the N-word. It's okay for blacks to call each other it, but some other race, it's bad. It's okay for a fellow Canadian to call you Canuck, but if I, being an American, call you a Canuck, it's an insult. Also, if you were to call me a Yankee. Here's Bilko's bio. Russian/American alpha male, 6'3", 230 pounds, # Raider Nation, love the Raiders, Dennis Rodman, Jose Canseco, and Nikita Kucherov.
That's Nikita Kucherov.
I mean, that's what I said.
From our beloved Tampa Bay Lightning, by the way. The hometown here. Wow, this guy rules. I'm looking at his... every once in a while, you know, I'm a sports ball guy, and I've seen a lot of different sports guys online, and there's a weird amount of them that are guys who are like, yeah, I'm a fan of certain players, and I make it known.
Out of the entire team. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I've just decided I'm a lifelong fan of Jose Canseco. And Dennis Rodman. I'm putting it out there. If you need any gift ideas for me, find something with Canseco's face on it, and I'm happy because I'm a Canseco guy.
Got this tin sign, Jose Canseco parking only. Like mm-hmm.
in this house, in we the love dining room Jose Canseco, Dennis Rodman, and Nikita Kucherov. And I was born in October.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That guy would lose his shit if he saw that. Oh, and I'm also 6'3", 230 pounds. Again, had to be right in the bio. I wonder if he updates it like every time he checks his weight.
229.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This guy rocks. It just... And this is a guy who probably has killed some people.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Russian guy.
Just a Russian guy. Yeah. If it's a Russian guy who's living like in America and is like super into American culture, mm-hmm. 100% like some hitman for the Russian mafia that just.
Yeah, he is several witness protection programs over just from country to country, swapped around. Yeah, he's been on some raids before. That's why he's a Raider Nation guy.
Came to America and was like. Love the Raiders. Love these crazy, goofy guys.
Yeah. Love these Raiders, these Dennis Rodman, Jose Canseco. I mean, he really does like the most ridiculous characters.
Yeah, he likes the crazy guys, for sure, yeah.
And then Kucherov, who's not, but he is Russian, so I guess that's really what that's about.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I found this fun story. Former Canadian Minister of Defense Paul Hellyer said that aliens not only exist, but are on Earth among people. He said that there have been four alien species visiting Earth for thousands of years. Paul Hellyer, who held a high public office in the 1960s during the Cold War, claimed that he had learned for certain about the existence of aliens during his time in the military. According to him, the inhabitants of other planets have visited Earth for millennia. Aliens already live on our planet, he says. Most aliens are like humans, so it's almost impossible to notice them in the human mass. He first spoke openly about his belief that governments are covering up an alien presence back in 2005, saying UFOs are as plentiful in our sky as airplanes. Much of the media won't touch it, so you just have to keep working away at it, and we will get a critical mass, and one day they will say, Mr. President or Mr. Prime Minister, we want the truth, and we want it now because it affects our lives.
Okay.
He said that aliens have visited Earth from different star systems, including the Pleiades and Andromeda. Quote, there are extraterrestrials that come from Andromeda and ones that live on one of Saturn's moons. There is a federation of these people, and they have rules. One of them is that they don't interfere with our affairs unless they are invited, unquote.
Okay.
A couple months later, the website added this update to the article. Mr. Hellyer fell and struck his head on June 19th, losing the ability to walk and temporarily losing the ability to speak. He died.
That's a hell of an addendum to an article. Like, yeah. Couldn't even, didn't it, like, well, we're not going to post another article about this guy. No. We're just going to tackle
it. He's barely worth this one. So what happened, obviously, was that he revealed a little too much, and a gentleman sneaking in wearing blackface honked him over the head.
And, in what could be considered a Raider Nation style getup. Yeah.
And really boy. Knocked him out cold. And then, yep, and then he died.
We don't have to talk about any of that anymore. Just you can just ignore the rest of this article. He's dead. Just don't worry about it. Yep. Nothing to see here, folks. Oh, man. That's pretty good.
It's a fun prank to do as a really old guy to be like, yeah, aliens are real, by the way. I know about them. And then you just die right after. And be like, well, I guess he was telling the truth. No, he was 94 years old. He wasn't 94. Let me see. He was actually 98.
Okay, so might have been may have just been talking a little bit.
A little sure, bit of... Grandpa. The guys from the moons of Saturn are living among us.
Doing a big turnaround, doing a big eye roll to everybody else in the room. All the other Secret Service agents. Yeah, okay. Great. Cool. Well, that's fun. This was posted in MAD, which stands for Mothers Against Distancing, an Ontario Facebook group. Would anyone be interested in investing and moving up north to start our own community on a huge property, like a safe, self-sustained eco-village? It would be based on farming and running greenhouses. The goal would be a massive homestead and to live as independently as possible from the coming one world government. Mm. The focus would be on self-sustainability, no waste, living off the land, and raising our consciousnesses. It seems like in Ontario, we are a minority. It doesn't matter if we're right or telling the truth. If we are this outnumbered by brainwashed people, I see no point in continuing to contribute and live in a community that does not share my consciousness or values. If there isn't enough interest for a project like this in Ontario, then it's Canada in BC or off to make a home in Sweden for me. So, this person wants to start a utopia where everybody can get along and help one another because they don't want to wear a mask to help other people.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. But yeah, I say this is one of those things we have to encourage, right?
What, for people to go start their own communities?
Yeah, absolutely. There should be like government funding to be like, yeah, just Just go somewhere.
Go into the wilds of Ontario and die. Who cares?
Just, yeah, here's some money. Go start your own little, let's call it a reservation. And you can stay there away from the good people. Yeah, we'll throw you a couple bones here and there. You know, maybe some business operations that can make some easy money for you.
Perhaps a casino. Yeah.
Well, that's certainly one idea.
They don't want you doing that here in the United... You know, you try to start your own thing here in the United States, you do, you know, if you're a David Koresh, let's say, and they don't like it. They end up burning the entire thing down and killing everybody on accident. So, but...
Well, that was just a big old oopsie, wasn't it?
You know what? It really was. It really was an oopsie.
Our bad on that one. It happens. Poe Buddy's nerfed. But if anyone's close, it is, of course, the United States government. A gentleman on Facebook shared the story about what he saw in his class at the University of British Columbia. Mm. In astronomy class, the professor mentions how it's relatively common to see the northern lights if you're on a flight from Canada to Russia because of the path the planes take, but not as common if you're flying to East Asia because those planes tend to take a more southerly path. This guy in the front row, who is somewhat notorious for derailing lectures, puts up his hand and asks if that isn't racist against Asians because they wouldn't have a fair chance to discover the northern lights. The class chuckles at the joke, but the guy whips around and stares everyone down. He's dead serious. Silence falls as he awaits an answer. Professor has to tell him that people have actually known about the northern lights since long before planes were invented, and that planes aren't a requirement for seeing them. The guy maintains that now that there are planes, they should be flying in paths that give equal opportunity for Asians to discover the northern lights. Professor suggests they talk about this further in office hours. Class maintains a somewhat shocked silence for the rest of the lecture. Mm. Yep.
That rocks. I know we joke about like the woke being overly woke thing a lot, yeah, but this literally is somebody that's so woke that they've lost some like IQ points off of it. And mm-hmm. That's, to me, that's incredible. That's a good thing.
That's where you should be. You shouldn't be bordering on, you need to be well north or south of the border as far as your wokeness goes. And this guy is well on the other side. Enjoy it, man.
Just getting so upset at everybody for laughing at you. Like, no, I'm serious. Like, oh my God, are you serious? That's cool. Great. Hey, folks, I got one more here for this here episode. Someone went to Cora to ask, can I immigrate to Canada with my two wives? Hmm. A gentleman named Sam Aurora answered, in the Western world, to keep one happy wife is a lifetime struggle. And if she is not happy, she may take you to the cleaners. And just one wife can wipe you out. One such irritated wife cleaned the house, including light bulbs, mop, and broom. One irritated spouse cut the house in the center and took one part and left the other on the ground. In case you do not know, women in Canada have equal rights and judges do not hesitate to give a ruling in their favor. Therefore, when in Canada, never talk about the other wife. Yes, you may go for appetizers here and there, but always pretend to eat at home. Mm. When in Canada, always talk good about women and never talk in cocky and degrading versions. I have been married to the same woman. Soon it will be 50 years. And in Canada, one is more than enough. Don't even think about the second one. And if you can maintain just the one, you are a hero.
Okay. I'm not sure if this guy was really sure what was going on with the question. that's fine. He seems upset about a lot of things with modern Canada. This guy's what, in his 70s, at least, probably?
Oh, for sure, yeah. 60s. And he's 100% immigrated to Canada and just talks about, like, yeah, my old bitch of a the old ball and chain, you know, mm-hmm. can't keep her happy.
This guy loves to fucking grill, no doubt about it.
He has a huge collection of pastel colored polo shirts. Every color you can think of. and that and khaki pants, and he is just, that's his look. That's every day.
A question he just answered on Quora was to the, or was the question, how much do I need approximately to start a small biscuit factory in Houston, Texas?
What was his answer?
Well, he gave a very long, long-winded answer. I would say he's not qualified because he's from Canada. I don't think this guy wants to hear some fucking Canuck has to say about biscuit business in Houston.
That rocks.
One more post, folks. This is another one about the canceling of Canada Day. This was a very long-winded rant on Facebook. I won't bother getting to that part. It's this, you can imagine what it sounds like. Here's a response from that, though. I will celebrate Canada Day proudly this year, like I do every year, and nothing would change that. And another gentleman said this. Really? So while you're cheering in a parade or having a barbecue, celebrating your country and government, literally hundreds of children that that government put in the ground are being uncovered. Don't get me wrong, I love my country for many reasons, but I also know that we have a large population of ignorant idiots who honestly couldn't give a fuck about anybody but themselves. That's all I hear when somebody is complaining about cancel culture over Canada Day. I'm not saying to feel guilty. I'm 22 and have had zero part in the residential schools, and many were not fully aware of them during their operation. But we as Canadians need to send a message to the church that what happened here was terrible and unforgivable, and they need to finally pay for what they've done all over the world. You okay with this? One of the greatest atrocities ever committed by the church and our government complacent in, if not directly involved, and you want to celebrate our country? And the other guy came back with, I couldn't care less. The guy,
amen,
is
brother.
On brand.
Amen. A whole lot of not my problem.
To be fair, it's really no one's problem. Because those bodies are very, very, very cold by now. Don't matter. Who cares? Drink your beers, cook up some foods with your little 4th of July junior they got up there. They even do it in July to really slap it in our face.
Just right in our face, yeah. Just to show us who's boss.
Mm-hmm. Pieces of shit. I want to cancel it because it's directly ripping off our similar holiday. And they stole all of our ideas to kill all those Indians as well. They're just copying everything we do. Try your own thing out, guys.
Yeah, get your own thing. Get your own holiday. Do your Canada Day or whatever.
Do your Canada Day or whatever? Okay. Well, that's what they already do. We're saying do another day. It's already called Canada Day.
Do something else. Who cares?
Okay. Great. Well, thanks to Nick for choosing that episode topic. Great, great fun, Canada. Boy, oh boy. Don't need to read about that country ever again.
No. Nope,
it was a
that's
good,
right.
good run. But in the meantime, pay attention, everyone. Christian, what is next week's episode topic about?
ADHD.
Next week I'll report this post. Next week I'll report this post. Next week I'll report this post. More of the same old shit.
Thank you to Megan for choosing this topic. ADHD. Attention deficit
activity disorder. I think there's a couple different things for it. Let's see here. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Yeah, that's the main one, but I think there's some other ones that you can swap some stuff in there.
Sure. We'll touch on that next week. And I'll say while finding posts for this topic, I realize that I probably have ADHD. So that'll be fun to have a breakdown during the episode about. Great topic. A lot of freaks online talk about it. For example, user Love Huh tweeted this out. Instead of demonizing, quote, cheaters as disloyal, realize that monogamy is an impossible standard for some people with ADHD who have a hard time focusing on one person at once, not to mention the fear of rejection makes it hard for us to initiate open relationships, which forces us to cheat.
Okay.
fantastic built-in excuse for those out there who have it, which I would guess is almost all of our listenership. So keep that one in your back pocket.
Honey, I wasn't cheating. It was a symptom of my ADHD.
Yes. The $200 a month for OnlyFans was strictly my ADHD.
I thought I was buying power-ups for my Nintendo Amiibo, and I just happened to click on the wrong thing.
Great. Thanks, Megan. We'll talk about that next week. In the meantime, Christian, are there any posts that you might read, potentially, that made you say...
This ain't itchy. This ain't itchy. This ain't itchy. This shit sucks. Why'd you post this dreadful message? This ain't itchy. Kill yourself.
Good God.
See, we're already starting the ADHD thing here already. That's great. Yes. So we may have mentioned Twitter user Dick Expert on the show before. I can't remember if we have explicitly or not. But basically, she's some annoying podcast woman who posts a lot over on Twitter.
Great.
Like, we need another one. Ha! She sent this out the other night on a Friday, actually, at exactly 10 p.m., asking the security guard if I can get on stage between sound checks at the Dragon Force concert so I can announce that I'm single and looking and I like video games and cooking and metal and beer and sex. Someone call me, please. So to see a insanely desperate woman publicly post that she was going to do that on her Twitter account. Read that and just said to myself, this ain't it, Chief. I've posted some embarrassing stuff, but that's a whole new layer of grim to me. So,
yes. The whole throwing out open invite to people online, and people at a show or wherever the hell, where you're just... especially
folks,
a woman.
Come and, get these holes,
yep,
please.
Got a hole or two for you, if you don't mind.
A hole or two or more. Whatever.
Yeah, hey, it's
whatever.
It's all disgusting on the inside, as they say.
Folks, if you haven't checked her out yet, go check out Dick Expert. She has some really bad posts about anti-mask stuff. Her podcast is insanely bad. She met her podcasting co-host for the first time at his wedding, which is also when his bride-to-be found out that his co-host was a woman, which I'm sure there's a lot of just, you know, that's fine. That's normal stuff going on there. I'm sure there was no weird things happening between them before that. So check it out.
This guy's, so this lady here. She's marrying a guy who has a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And she's
like, my co-host is coming. I'm going to meet
so,
them for the first time.
So disinterested that didn't even know that it was a female co-host.
I don't think it was that. I think it was the fact that he just never said that his co-host was a woman.
So it's because Soprano not revealing the the sex of his therapist situation.
Yes. That's, yes, and the fact that seeing them side by side is that his bride, blushing bride, and his co-host, his podcast co-host, looked almost exactly alike. Just
that's awesome.
It's so good, dude. Yeah.
Hey, did anyone call into our voicemail 904-468-POOST?
Sure did. Boost? Yeah, sure did. Our pal Spencer called this one.
Hi, guys. This is Spencer from Texas. It is the day after the Oscars, and the big story last night was that Will Smith slapped Chris Rock in the face. Lots of people have had bad opinions on this, and here's one of them. From @BigDaddy4702, he tweeted, "What Will Smith did to Chris Rock is the same as what Putin did to Ukraine. Putin felt threatened and disturbed. Will felt threatened and disturbed. We all love violence, let's admit it. War is the same as hitting. It's hitting cities. I bet Putin loved it. I feel why Will did it." Saw that and said, this ain't it, Chief. Bye, guys.
Oh,
Yeah. War is hitting cities. That's
a great way to sum it up, I guess.
So fucking deep. That's so good.
I had in mind to do a report to Short about the whole Oscars thing, but
sure.
The main problem is that every take that you could possibly imagine was said, and you can just sort of envision how stupid they all are. Yep. It was like you had the great people be like, "This is white people shouldn't be talking about this because the black guy slapped a black guy." It's like, so you're not allowed to even comment on it. Dude, which is awesome.
This is not our conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of white people saying that, a couple of black people saying it. And it just made me really wish that it was a white guy that slapped Chris Rock instead. Because it would have been so good. It would have been, oh, like it would still be going. Like he would be, he would be in prison right now.
It's still going now. Of course. There's still the fallout's happening. Plus, it's just the thing is, it's not terribly interesting to me.
I think it's certainly an interesting thing that happened, but there's no further.
Yeah, it's not explanation. It's not an ongoing, right? Yeah.
You see some crazy shit happen on the Oscars. That's it. Typically, there's no reason to talk about it except every year when the Oscars happens. You're like, hey, remember that time that weird thing happened? And then that's it. You're done. But no, there has to be very long articles written about the importance or how this represents some sort of thing that's happening in the world. This represents white patriarchal whatever. Even though it's whatever. Two rich black guys had a little cat fight on stage.
So good, dude. It was funny. It was funny for 48 hours. I will give it that. It did keep some steam.
Mm-hmm. So. User Agrippa posted this little rant over on RPG.net, which has been a great focal point for me on the bonus episodes. Sure, but I found this one I thought would be pretty good for this. I just went to my public library to check out a few items, only to find out my library card had expired a month ago, and I have a $13 or $30 library fee. I couldn't tell which. The old man at the checkout counter didn't enunciate clearly enough for me. And I have to pay before I can sign for a new card. He handed me a slip with my current library fees on it, but my vision tends to blur under stress, especially when mixed with a combination of self-pity and self-loathing. I handed him back the receipt, took my library card back, and after a ride home with my father, cut it into pieces to throw it in the trash. If anyone wants more details, just ask.
That is a special kind of person. That is a person like I. That is the person who, when you're at the grocery store and somebody, or you're at the restaurant, and they're like, "Enjoy your food," and you're like, "You too." We just put the food down, mm-hmm. go and leave.
Yeah, just like a small, slight, out of order
faux pas.
Thing.
Yeah.
And it, like, not even just like. He heard 13 or 30, wasn't sure, and then full-on panic. Just, the guy even wrote it down for him. It would have been like, shit, what did he say? Oh, here it is right here. Great. Nope.
But I can't see.
I can't see now. I'm going blind. Because I don't know what he said.
I'm so beside myself. That's so, man. That's terrific.
Oh, boy, yeah. This is, I think, your average RPG.net user. This kind of guy. Ooh, man, that sucks.
I have to go on and tell my friends on the internet about this.
And then cut my library card into pieces and throw it in the trash as well. To avoid any sort of awkward moment in the future. He saved himself. He's good now. We'll never have to worry about another uncomfortable moment like... just not hearing the thing the guy said. Ah, cool. Great. Well, thanks to Nick. Thanks to Megan. Thanks to Spencer. And thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ. And more importantly, thanks to Manscaped. Have a great night, everybody. Bye.